ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भवतु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Should I go through and do the next part too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was
two. This is two sentences.
Okay. Atra gatya me pasham chinta. So Ray Ray is a vocative particle. Hey hey. Panta is really pantaha.
It's actually pan lama.
Pantaha.
Yeah.
Being too short. And that is vocative for travelers.
Mm-hmm.
So hey travelers. Jale is locative singular. It means a snare. Mm-hmm. It means a few different things, but I think it's a snare here.
Snare or net?
A net, okay. Okay. Cobweb and alpha listed. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we have Nipatitaha, which is PVP.
Nipatitaha.
Nipatitaha.
Yeah, Nipatitaha.
Nipatitaha, which is ni and pat, meaning, and it's declined in the nominative singular, masculine nominative singular. And it means fell upon, became fixed in, assaulted or happened. So I think fell upon or became stuck in.
Yeah, caught in.
Caught in.
Yeah.
And does the knee add something to the... Does that mean to fall down?
Knee
foot?
Yeah.
Well,
when I looked...
Putt was knee,
became fixed in, fell upon. That's what I found in my dictionary.
Which is right, because, you know, I got caught in the net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been caught. Well, knee
implies to... Okay.
Knee has a lot of different meanings.
And then we have aham, which is I, no one's singular. Atra, here. Agatya, which is a and gum, and it's an indeclinable past participle, mm-hmm. having come here. Me is dative singular for me. And,
it could also be...
It could also be genitive. I thought dative worked better here.
Okay, but, okay.
Okay. Then we have pasham, which is a snare. Or net.
What's the sundi there?
Well, what I came up with was... I mean, it could be that sundi where it was pashan, and then you get a sibilant, and anuswara.
That's right.
That's what it is?
Yeah. Because
so it's pashan?
Pashan.
Pashan.
Accusative plural. But what is it
okay.
To be?
I just came up with accusative singular.
Different way it could be that.
Oh.
But how would, if right. We had accusative singular, that would be pasham.
That's what I thought it was. Pasham, and then I thought it was plus chit.
But that wouldn't work in a sundi wise.
It wouldn't?
No. Because
yeah, that's right.
Pasham with a makara.
Okay.
And then a long off, you'd have a ma. Okay. There, right? You see that?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
So it's pashan, which is...
Pashan.
Pashan, which is accusative plural. So he got caught in more than one snare. Is that right?
Yeah.
Snares.
Snares are, you know, ropes.
Ropes. Okay. And then it's just... Shinta?
Chinta.
Chinta, right, that sa is not there. That is part of the sandhi.
Right.
So it's just chinta, which is to remove or to cut. And it's in the imperative second person plural.
Yes.
So, was that the end of it? Or there was that other... Oh yeah, that was the whole thing. Okay, so what I came up with is, hey travelers, having come here, I became caught in a net or a snare. In snares, in a net. No.
And you've got to make use of the dunda there. Do one sentence, then the next.
Okay, let's break it up. Which word stops? Okay. So the first part is, hey travelers, having come here,
well, I, yeah.
Oh, I fell in a net. Wait a minute.
Why are you moving the dunda? Where's your dunda?
Okay. I was just lost what I was doing, so let me go back. All right. So I became stuck in a net. Hey travelers, I'm stuck in a net. I've become stuck in a net.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first part. And then the second part is, having come here, having gotten myself into this place, remove me from these nets.
Okay, let's remember something here important about the indeclinable past participle.
Okay.
In that, with an indeclinable past participle, there's going to be one subject, I having done this, then did that.
Okay.
Okay, so this indeclinable past participle, since it's to the right of the dunda, you would think it might belong to the subject of chinta. The chinta.
Okay.
You
travelers.
You have come here, or you.
Oh, okay.
Like say you move the dunda, or the context tells you if this was done in a shloka as a shloka, then the dunda doesn't really matter,
okay.
Right? Because the shloka is marking the meter. But this isn't a shloka. These are two sentences.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're two sentences, then this indeclinable past participle belongs to the second sentence. Mm-hmm. So that would mean having come here, may you cut.
That's right.
May you all cut. Well, I would say my bonds, but you're saying, may you cut these ropes.
Well, it's my bond. May you
I think genitive is what it's...
Okay.
Because even if you want to say, may you cut these bonds for my...
I was saying for me, yeah.
Yeah, for me. It could be. It could be. I think it's genitive.
Okay.
But there, we could disagree on that.
That's all right.
You know?
It works either way.
Either way, yeah. And then notice that, say if you did move the dunda, then it would be, he's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Having come here, I got caught in the net.
Mm-hmm.
And if these were shlokas, if it was a shloka, just the dunda just marking the meter, then you would have to determine that by the context.
Okay.
And by the placement.
So could he also just say jali patitaha aham instead of jali ni patitaha aham? Does that have the same implication, or is nipatitaha much more kind of a sense of I've fallen into, as opposed to jali patitaha aham?
It's like being caught.
If you said I fall into the net, then you're saying I'm falling into the net if you use the present tense.
No, I'm just saying patitaha.
Patitaha. Oh,
instead of
nipatitaha. Well, that has a sense of being caught, being entrapped.
Okay. Nipatitaha is just falling, like I could fall from the chair and I would be.
That's right.
But nipatitaha would be okay.
Okay. Really see?
Mm-hmm.
Want to read Kiki?
Vire pantaha.
Vire pantaha.
Jale nipatitaha aham.
Jale nipatitaha aham.
Nipatitaha aham.
Atra gatti me pasham shinta.
Where agatya? Atra gatya.
Atra gatya.
Atra gatya.
Me pasham shinta.
Me pasham shinta.
Shall I do the next one? Okay. Yat kim chil labhase tad bunji taha. Anyasya kasyachit hanam ma Gridya.
Okay.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yat is from he is yat, who, which, whom. Kimchit, whosoever, I guess, or whoever.
Or whatever, because it's
whatever.
Neuter.
Yes, whatever. I really get confused with these, as to what, how to translate them exactly. So this is, you're saying the chit is neuter, so it's whatever. Labhase is from love, hopefully, the class one verb, to get.
Mm-hmm.
So second person singular present tense, atmane pada. And then tad. And then bunji jitaha. I'm a little confused on what this was, whether this was a noun or a not, or a PPP.
What's the bunji taha?
Yeah.
What's the root that you see?
To enjoy, buj.
Buj is shaking that nasal.
Right.
Right, so it's going to be a seventh gana. So you've got bunj.
Right.
And then what is the taha affix?
That's what taha affix. I don't know.
It's potential second
person. It's potential second person. Second person.
Okay.
Go to page 82. Just for a second. The bottom of page 82 is potential for Runji Taha. See it?
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And that would be Atmanapadaya. Then Anyasya is genitive singular of Anya, of the other. Kasyachid is the genitive masculine neuter singular of whoever or whatever, of whatever. Dhanam is the neuter noun. It's either nominative singular or accusative singular. Ma is the negative adverb, not. And Gridya would be the second person imperative singular of Grid, class four. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, may you covet, may you not covet, or may you not be greedy for wealth. So I guess it's the neuter noun. For the wealth. See, I just have such a hard time translating. So may you not be greedy for the wealth of whatever other. I don't know. What
yeah,
do you know with that? I'm just like.
I know. Let me teach a little bit about this.
Okay.
Kim and stuff.
Okay.
Did you translate the first part?
Well. Second person singular. So it's saying you you would enjoy that you would enjoy second person optative, right? So you would enjoy that. You obtain whatever.
Okay, let me talk about
whatever you obtain that you would enjoy.
May you enjoy whatever you get.
Okay.
Whatever you get.
I thought this sentence in good means to eat, not to enjoy.
It means to eat, also means to enjoy.
May you enjoy.
Bhuj means to eat. It also means, let's do a happy example. Yeah, bhuj is to enjoy.
Okay, whatever you get. Whatever you get.
And I thought this was about
enjoy.
Okay. What's that?
So what was the last part? May you
again,
not covet the wealth.
Don't covet the wealth of anyone else.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me talk about the Kim Chit, and then use for the correlative like that. The relative.
Because is that a yat tut construction?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Okay, so now when you have chit chit chana or a p, like kin chana, Kim or P or Kim Chit.
Well, what about your other door, Shelly?
Yeah, it's okay. I can't come on now, though.
She sits there, she likes me to go out and watch her. And she likes to go out to the store.
Can't do that right now.
Okay. So now, this use of like Kimothy, Kinshina, or Kinship, so these are the three affixes, they make what's called indefinite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
is it like, can you,
it's called, the form that, you take a form of ka, like it could be kaha, so that'd be kaship,
right.
Or Kinshina, you know, or kachit in the feminine, so you, the form of kaha means who, right?
These are suffixes always, right?
They're suffixes, okay. And they form an indeclinable. So what you do is you take a form of ka, like kaha, kahar, kim, and you can decline that. Like, so it'd be kaha, kau, kaha, kau, k, in the masculine. So that'd be kaschit, kau, chit, right? And then k, chit. So the chit, adding the chit onto a declined form of kaha, makes an indefinite article. Now, an indefinite article can be translated as a, as opposed to a definite article, which is the, like a cat. A cat is different than the cat. The cat is pointing to something in particular. A cat is indefinite. A can also be translated as some cats. A cat or some cats, as opposed to the cat or those cats, or these cats, which are definite. So that's the difference between an indefinite and a definite. Okay, so now, sometimes you don't want to say, sometimes you'll say, I gave wealth, I gave a donation to a brahmana. That A is indefinite. Sometimes they translate it to, I gave a donation to some brahmana who is coming along, you know. Both are, have an indefinite sense. Now, sometimes when you use yet with, is that clear? Like, okay. Now, sometimes they use yet, like, like they have here. Let me find it again, where we are. Yet kinship, let us say. If I just did the kinship, let us say, that would be, you attain something. It's in the neuter, so it's not being kind of used as a noun. So you're not going to say you attain some. That's being used adjectivally. Like I could say, if I said dunham kinship, let us say, you attain some wealth. But if I just say kinship, let us say, you get something. You see that? You get something. But if I put yet with it, it often means whatever. Whatever you get. So now it's yet kinship, and it's a relative because it's got the ted there, it's got the correlative. So that would mean yet kinship, let us say, whatever you get, you should enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And in English, we don't put both the relative and correlative in. We just say, you should enjoy whatever you get. But in Sanskrit, we would say, you should enjoy that, whatever you get.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you get, that you should enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
In English, you'd say, you should enjoy whatever you get.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, now, let's go to the next one. Anyasya. Now, anyasya is being made into an indefinite. Magrija. May you not be greedy. What? May you not lust after the dunam, the wealth. There's the accusative. Of someone, anya, else. Of someone, kathichit. Literally, you'd say like this. May you not lust for the wealth, the dunam, of another, anyasya.
Okay.
Now, the kathya is of another, of some other person. Mm-hmm. In English, we'd say, don't lust after the wealth of someone else. You see, of some, the else is the anya.
Else is anya, someone is kesh.
Of someone. Of someone who is another. How do we say that in English? Of someone who is other.
Oh.
We say of someone else.
Okay.
Of some other person.
So, but in Sanskrit, if you just said the sentence, anyasya dhanam magridhya, does that have a different sense from anyasya kachchit?
In a way, so it's don't lust for the wealth of another. But it doesn't have exactly the same sense of don't lust for the wealth of someone else. Mm-hmm. There's just a subtle, you could get by with it. Mm-hmm. You could also don't lust for the wealth of someone. That's not mm-hmm. clear enough. It would be better just to say don't lust for the wealth of another, but you want to add that indefinite. So it would say literally of the other. Don't lust for the wealth of something different, of the other. So this just makes it very
and
clear.
And this constitution definitely goes with the anyasya. So it's not anyasya. Constitution kind of any kind of wealth of that person. It doesn't say that.
No, because it's two genitives. Denim is in accusative.
All right, thanks.
Right, so that would have to be like kinship.
Oh, kinship, and that's what it would be, not constitution.
Mm-hmm. Anybody see?
Mm-hmm.
More clear? Do you want to ask any questions about?
Oh, that's great. Thank you. That's really helpful.
Very helpful.
Okay, good.
So confusing.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
When you add the yet, it got.
Okay, Keith, you want to read?
Yeah. Yet kinship labhase.
Yet kinship labhase.
Tad punjitaha.
Tad punjitaha.
Anyasya. Anyasya.
Anyasya.
Kasya chit tanam magritya.
Kasya chit tanam magritya.
Na hinsyat sarvani bhutani tye tetam vidhim akshashah jainam anusaranti. So this is na hinsyat, which is the hinsyat is that from hinsa, which is the seventh, and so hinsyat would be potential third person singular. Mm-hmm. So don't you kill? It is a na sarvani.
One should not kill. One should kill. Third person, not you.
Oh right, third person, right. And then Saravani Bhutani is all beings in neuter or nominative plural for both of them. Then Ittietam, is that from
Ittietam?
Mm-hmm. Right. Itti is just thus. And Ittietam was.
It puts the Nagin Shat Saravani Bhutani in quotes.
Thus, so it says thus.
That is the vidhi, right? What's the vidhi? So it says etam vidhi.
Right, so vidhim is the method.
The rule. The injunction.
Okay.
A vidhi is an injunction, that comes in, especially in the Karmakanda, first portion of the Vedas. The vidhis are like the rules, the injunctions mm-hmm. that are put forward, the things that should be done and should not be done. There's the vidhi and the nisheda vidhis. The nisheda vidhis are the prohibitions, mm-hmm. but the vidhis are the positive injunctions. Mm-hmm. And they're usually cited in the potential case, like here, this is a vidhi.
Mm-hmm. And then Aksharshaha, which is from Aksharshaha.
Aksharashaha.
Aksharashaha, sorry. Aksharashaha. So akshara shaha goes, I guess, I don't know what literally that is, an adverb.
Yeah.
It's an adverb. You know, this akshara means a letter. In English we say to the letter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That means literally.
And then?
And an adverb goes to the verb.
Right. So the verb here is hinsyat.
No.
That's another one.
Anusaranti.
Oh, right, okay.
Remember the first thing is put in quotes,
right.
So
they
follow
that literally. Right.
Exactly.
So Jainaha is knowledge of plural for all the Jain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anusaranti is from Anusri, which is one first conjugation, but it's made without to follow.
Uh-huh.
And so then this would be the present third person plural. And so this says that the Jains literally follow the injunction you may not kill. Actually, it should say you may not kill any being.
What, like one
should not kill all beings.
Yeah.
Well, we don't kill
in English, see, remember that in English we can't say it like that, but in Sanskrit there's no problem. One should not kill all beings.
Okay.
But in English we would have to translate that differently, you know.
Okay.
We probably put it in the passive.
Right.
Or something, you know.
Right.
No being should ever be killed. One should never kill any being, any living being. You'd have to say it and say the same thing in an English suitable way. And ahet as opposed to tet would be this vidhi, right? Vidhi is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an ahem. Ahem vidhim. The Jains follow this,
right, this precept.
This vidhi literally. And in English you'd probably say the Jains follow literally the vidhi that no being should ever be killed or something.
One should not kill.
No, yeah, one should not kill any beings. So that's part of the problem with translating, and depends on, and always depends on who are you translating for. Like if you're translating for a scholar who needs help to be able to say what this literally says, then you want to have your translation be a little on the awkward side so that they can follow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're translating for an English reader who doesn't know any Sanskrit, then you want to be more smooth in conveying. So I always struggle with that. Mm-hmm. So we all struggle mm-hmm. with that. Because we're usually translating for our students who need to be able to read the Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
And then your translation is going to be a little more awkward. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Sva Griham Agatam Artinam Raghuhu Kiyat. Oh, I was having trouble with this one. Vashvishyate.
Vasu is a neuter noun. It means wealth or gold.
Oh.
Or riches.
Okay.
But
I'm saying in the way the script is written, there isn't a U, right? It's just
the va replaces it.
Oh,
it's a little weird because
the U plus E is V.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, kiat, kiat, vashvishyate,
vashvishyate,
toyet, yanva. No, twayeti, well actually, I wrote the sandhi as twaya iti anu ayunta, anyunta.
Anvayunta,
sorry, anu, it's anu, right?
Yeah,
anu ayunta.
And then
was
it twayi and iti?
Twaya. And that's the whole sentence, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
So, we have Swagriham, which is one's own house.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go be reflective back to the subject.
Okay. So, one's own house. And then we have Agatam, which is PPP, ah and gum, came.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either. Let's see. So it's gonna be. Let me look at this for a second. Those are modifying. No, are those modifying raguhu?
No, because Raghu's in the nominative.
Raghu's in the, that, so those are in the accusative. That's what I was getting at. I wasn't sure. Okay. And then we have Archinam, which means desire. Well, is it a beggar here? Okay. And it's in the accusative singular. So we basically have this all is describing the beggar. A beggar coming, who came to one's own house.
Yeah, and it would be his house, her house. It depends on the subject. If it's my house, whatever the subject is.
It's you. It's actually going to be you, your house, right?
Well, what's the subject?
No, maybe not.
Raghu
is the subject. Okay.
And Agatham was past tense, right?
Yeah, it's PPT.
Well, it's
came.
Gut is the PPT, and then Agatham is the Gatatham.
No, it's ah plus the PPP gata, gatam.
Right.
So it makes it mean came instead of went.
Mm-hmm. Right, the PPP of gum is gata, and then it's agatam or gata.
Yeah, that's right. So agam means to come, gum means to go.
Right.
Sorry. That's okay. And then we have raguhu in the nominative singular. And kiyat is how much. And it's either being used adjectivally or adverbially here, because it's in the, is that right?
Well, I think it's just as
an adverb. It is adverbially, okay.
Yeah, means how much.
All right, so how much. And then we have what I didn't get. So it's vasu.
That's so hard, yeah.
Which means, what did you say it meant?
Wealth. Or money, gold.
Okay.
But that's like in stem form?
No. No, it's neuter.
Oh.
Neuter with u ending, it's just going to be vasu. Okay. And a nominative and a neuter.
Okay.
Yeah. Like madu.
Okay. And then we have ishate, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So ishate, which I think is present third person singular omnipada, right?
Isn't it in the first gana? Ish?
I don't know.
I don't
on those words.
It's got to be passive.
It has to be passive. Okay.
Is desired.
Oh, yes, because we have the ya there.
And you've got the toya, right? You have the ya there to show the passive form of the omnipada. And then you have toya for the subject.
Okay.
Of a passive. The instrumental is the subject of a passive.
Okay.
But so how do we know ishate is passive but not omnipada for the first person?
You have to know what
gana. You have to know it's the gana, the gana of the verb. So it's first gana, which means we're adding a ya there, which makes it passive. But I didn't see what it was, so that's why.
Yeah.
Class one. All right.
It's just first gana. They don't have it in here, but I know that it is.
And so it's passive third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Omnipotent. Oh, omnipotent because passive
is always gana. Yeah. Right. Okay. So is desired by you.
Mm-hmm.
And is he
by you, Toya.
Toya is by you, is instrumental. And then is he, I'm not sure how is he being used here?
It's putting that in quotes.
Oh, it is
putting it.
Okay.
Kien vasu.
Okay.
Ishite Toya.
Okay. And then finally we have anu plus ayungta. Which is the past third person singular parasmaipada. And it says that, so anu plus yuj means to put to a question?
To ask you something.
To ask you something.
So okay. Raghu.
So Raghu is asking you. Raghu asks you.
Asks who?
Asks.
Class 7, yuj, right?
Asks, past
tense.
Class 7, yuj.
Asks
you.
Asked who?
Asked who?
Who did Raghu ask?
You. No. He asked,
that's part of the quote. The quote
he
is.
He asked the beggar? Okay.
Beggar?
Raghu asks the beggar who came to one's own house.
Who has come to his house.
To his house, to Raghu's house.
Raghu asks the arati, the beggar, Agatham, who had come for him to his house.
Come to his house. Okay. And then that's when the quote begins. And he said, how much is desired by you?
Right, how much money
is desired by you?
Mm-hmm. How much money do you want? How much money is desired by you?
It's funny that they would use, if he was faster, no, because if you put it in quotes, how much money do you want, they would say, as opposed to...
No, I could say, in Sanskrit, they speak in passive a lot.
Yeah,
like
how much money is desired by you?
How much money is desired by you?
Yeah.
That's fine in Sanskrit. They talk in passive much more than we do.
Right.
It's kind of soft. It's less direct or softer.
That's right.
Yeah.
How much money do you want?
Yeah.
A couple of things they're trying to point out here I want to talk about. One thing is he's showing you the complexity of quotes that are embedded within a sentence.
Mm.
So sometimes it's confusing to see, to know exactly where this quote starts and ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this case, you know. You have to, it's clear, it's actually clear, but you have to be able to delineate or delimit this. Kiet vasu ishate toya is the quote that's being delimited by iti, right? That's the close, that you have to put quotations or marks around that.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you do that, then you have to read the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Raghu synonymative, raghu, then raghu asked, anvayunta, right?
Mm-hmm.
He asked who? The arti agatam, who had come. Now you have to remember that whether in the past passive participle or as a verbal form, gumgutch, going and coming, will govern the accusative of destination. The destination of going and coming is put in the accusative. So, because it's not really a direct object.
Mm-hmm.
Going and coming are intransitive verbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the destination of going and coming takes the accusative. So here, swagatam takes the accusative. So you say, Raghu asked the arti, the beggar, who had come to his house. The swa goes back to Raghu. Raghu asked the beggar who had come to his house. And the swa, being reflexive, goes back to the subject. It's not the beggar who had come to the beggar's house.
Mm-hmm.
It has to go back to the subject. So Raghu asked the beggar who had come to his house. You get it?
Mm-hmm. It's the ayunta from huge. That's imperfect, but
yes.
Isn't that second person?
Ka is omnipotent. The omnipotent. Look in the previous page.
Yeah.
Look at the past tense, arundha.
Yeah.
That's
It's
still,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Does everybody get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I got all the nuances. I just wanted to make sure that what Kiki was just saying. So just that last verb, because I got confused when it was a different character in the script. And
do you see that it's past tense because of the anva, anu plus anva?
Yes,
anva. Okay.
I got that.
So then the other thing is going to, it's huge.
Right.
Huge takes the navel.
Right.
And then because of the ta, the ja changes to ka. And so because the ja changes to ka, the na changes to na to match the ka. So yunkta.
Okay. But it is imperfect.
And
we're saying it's atmanepada.
Yeah, atmanepada.
Third person
singular.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to get used to seeing ja go to ka.
Yeah.
Ja or cha go to ka or ga.
I kind of, yeah.
And it becomes kind of automatic. And then you'll see na is going to change based upon the letter that's following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That changing doesn't flip
so
me out.
So it's apanepada, not parashmaipada?
No, because
and that's why the imperative is unperfect. That's not with the second person plural, which is not making sense. The second person.
Well, I just must have wrote it wrong because I did get past third person singular.
Huge parish my foot. Well, that would have to be T, not ta.
Right,
it have to
I
be
just
it.
Got it. I just wrote T instead of A.
Yeah, it's ubaipada.
Okay. It is ubaipada.
It's ubaipada.
Yeah.
And here it's being used as the
awesome.
As the operator for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Did we read it? Did you read it, Kiki?
Yeah, that was
smart.
Yeah,
that was
tricky.
Tricky.
No, it's good. Now I know.
Yeah. You ready?
Oh, right. I thought I did read it. That's
you did. Did you read it?
No.
Oh, let's read it then.
I don't think we read it.
Yeah.
That's tricky. Sandy, I don't know that one that well.
But he does make sure to throw in all kinds of stuff.
Oh, like yeah. No, I don't. I obviously need to know that one really well. The U and the I. Okay, Mike, is this my turn?
Yeah.
All right. Rak Tsao Nabunji Mahyam Kinchid Bakshayitum Dehi. Okay, so that Ratau is from feminine noun, locative singular, in on or upon the night. Then we have Na, negative adverb, plus Buj again, class 7. And this looks like it would be first person Atmanepada, imperfect.
Yeah.
I dined or I ate, because that would be the meaning, would be dining and eating instead of just enjoying, if it's Atmane. And then Mahyam is, this was so hard, is this the dative singular for Asmat?
It is.
I, to me or for me.
Yeah.
I went nuts with that. I went through Maha, I went through every version of Maha going, I don't get this. Okay, then Kimchit is whatever or whoever.
Not whatever.
Whoever.
You need a yud for that. So it would be something.
Some.
If it's being used as a noun, it'll be something.
Something. Okay.
If it's being used as an adjective, it'll either be a or some. Okay. But if it's a noun, it's going to be something. Right?
Something, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then Bakshayitum means to eat from Baksh, class 10, it's an infinitive. And then Dehi is another one that really is from Da, which is class 3, so this would be an imperative second person singular. May you give to eat, may you give something to eat to me?
Exactly.
I ate in the night?
No.
Oh, I did not eat. Oh, I did not eat. I did not eat tonight.
Yeah, or
I did not eat at night.
Yeah, I did not eat. We say I didn't eat during the night, or I didn't eat.
I'm hungry now. Okay, yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And notice that they don't use all these semicolons and commas and things, so you have to decide all of that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
no, then
another.
In English, you probably say, I didn't eat during the night. Or I didn't eat in the night, I didn't eat at night.
Right.
Right, Ratro.
Okay.
But then, remember that Da, to give, governs the data of the recipient of the gift. So that's why you've got that mic in there. Da governs the data of the recipient. And then the object of giving, what you're giving, will be put in the accusative, right? So, may you give to me something to eat. May you give me something to eat.
Okay.
Dehi, you have to memorize that. Not me.
I was sure it had to do with body. I went through like,
oh, for days.
I was going crazy going, it's an embodied person. He's food for his body.
I know, I totally thought it was from Dehin.
I know. That's what I thought. I had Dehin. It's got to
well,
be.
Well, I was rushing at the point when I was doing this one, so if I would have thought about it, it wouldn't have made any sense.
But that's why, you know, there's a word, these are ones, it's a common, Da is so common.
Yeah.
That you have to make note of this form. Because it doesn't look like Da at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keith, you want to read?
Yes. Ratrao na bunji.
Ratrao na bunji.
Mahyam kinchit.
Mahyam kinchit.
Bhakshitum Dehi.
Bhakshayitum.
Bhakshayitum Dehi.
Yeah.
Bhakshayitum Dehi.
Hey, this is too much.
This is, oh my lord.
Yeah, the next two are.
Vesti Sarvani Shastrani Garvaha Tatya Navityate Vinte Dharman Sada Sadhis Teshu Pujamsha Vindati. I don't think I know the second one. Anyway, I'll try. Veti Sarvani Sarvani Shastrani is all the weapons. It's nominative plural.
But that's Shastra. Shastra
oh,
is Shastra, the scriptures.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought Shastra.
That's important to know. Shastra are weapons that you hold in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Astras are weapons that you throw. Mm-hmm. And Shastra are the scriptures.
Right.
Not the scriptures, but bodies of knowledge, like Jyotish is the Shastra.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So Sarvani Shastrani is all Shastras. And then Garva, I think, is...
What's Deki?
I don't know yet. So
oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, you know.
Yes.
Garva, Tatya Garva is pride.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in just nominative singular.
Yeah.
And Tatya is... Tatya, of you, Genesis singular, of...
Of him.
Of him, him, sorry, yeah.
From Tat.
Of him. No, vidyate. No, not. And then vidyate, is that from? Is that the passive from vid?
It isn't.
It is. It's not.
Let me tell you something here.
I think I figured.
The root vid, remember, has many, yes, many meanings.
Mm-hmm.
And so fourth, when they put it, is one of the meanings.
Mm-hmm. Vid, fourth. So.
Class 4.
So that's, oh, so it's just 4 Atmani, but that third person singular.
Yeah.
I see, it's not passive at all, okay. Well, that's what I was asking you before, how you tell the difference between, so this is a class 4, but how would you make a...
Remember, only by memorization, because the fourth Atmanepada looks exactly like
right.
an Atman, a passive
right. Right.
So you have to know.
And then
context helps, you know.
Present third person singular. So he does not find pride in, okay, so there's something like that, okay. Vinte, dash Vinte, is that from the seventh, is that from the seventh conjugation, seventh Hatsangepada?
Looks like it.
To reason. And that would again be in present third person singular.
Wait a minute.
Is it class 2?
No, Vinte, there's that nasal there. The
okay.
The Vinte is 1, is 2. Vinte is 4A. Now what's Vinte?
Wait, are we on the next, on page 13?
Oh,
okay,
on the next line.
I'm sorry, yeah, then I'm sorry, I had that. It's class 7. Right?
Yeah.
Right,
I'm sorry. It was the very first one that we did. Did we say what that was?
No, I didn't know.
Okay,
I was going to say class 2.
Sorry. It is class 2, okay.
Class 2.
Dharma, Sada, Dharma is accused of being of Dharma, and Sada always. Sada is indeclinable? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
always. And then, Sadhik Teshu is Sadhihi and Teshu, and Teshu, which is the locus plural.
What is Sad?
And then Satihi,
I
don't know if that's like a instrumental plural. Right, of
the good. Let me say Satihi is by the good, by the Dharmic people, by the good people. Just by the good, really.
Pujam.
It's a noun, right?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, it's an adjective being used as a noun. It's an adjective that's now being referred to the good people, so it's being used as a noun. You could say the good, you know, like the good person. You could put person there, or just say by the good, and then the good is referring to
and
the person.
And then the substantive here would be set. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Set.
Pujam is accusative, singular, of puja, to pray, the prayer.
Oh, puja is to worship.
Worship.
Yeah. Right. It also means that, so you're thinking to do puja.
Right.
He attains their respect also. It means respect or praise or their honor,
mm-hmm.
you know, or their worship.
I see. Shivindati. So the Vindati here is from 6 Ubai. This is also from 7.
No, it's the 6th guna because there's a whole list of roots in the 6th guna that take a navel. The root is actually Vind, but it takes a navel.
Vind becomes Vind. Yeah, I have the 6th here. And that means to get or to find, right? So that is just in third person singular.
That's right.
And this is 6th verse, my beloved. And then the very first one, Veti, you said was class 2 again, Vid?
Mm-hmm. And class 2 means to know. That's why you know, you actually have to memorize, because it comes so
hard.
You have to say, Vid 2P, it means to know. In the 4 Atmanepada, right, so means to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Veti, to know, Vid, Vidyate, to be.
To be is Vidyate, that's four.
Yeah.
But it's not, definitely not class 6 to find or is found.
That's Vindati.
That's the lost one.
Vindati.
Pujam to Vindati.
Yeah, it could be passive, right? You have
to
look at
the context. Question is, could it be class, because could Vidyate, the last part of that sentence, now Vidyate, could that be class 6 meaning to find the passive?
Is found.
Is found.
It could be, but then you have to look at the context. So I'll talk about that context. There's something important there.
Okay. Wouldn't you want an instrumental to go with that? No?
It's not passive.
But if it were passive, wouldn't you normally look for an instrumental? Is found by? Or is?
You. I would think so.
Okay.
If
you weren't sure in a sentence, if it was passive or passive,
look for an instrumental.
Look for an instrumental.
But it could also be, you would look for an instrumental, but I think there could be instances where instrumental isn't necessary.
Okay.
But the instrumental would be a dead giveaway.
Yeah. Right? At least you could rule it out. Well, you'd know it was it if there was one.
Yeah. If it wasn't being used as an instrument.
Right.
It has to be being used as a subject.
Right.
And that would make sense.
Right.
Maybe we could just translate it for like
an attempt.
Okay. No. Yeah, go ahead. Continue. Just go do the first one.
Sarvani Shastrani Garoha Tasyana Vidyate. There is no pride.
Do the first part.
Let me see, where am I? Hold on.
Veti Sarvani
Shastrani. Veti is, so you said this is to know, and then Veti would be third person singular?
Yeah.
Okay. He who knows all the Shastras.
There's no who there.
He knows all the Shastras.
Colon.
And he has no pride.
Exactly. Now that's in part. For him, literally for him.
For him, there is no pride, but that means he has no.
They don't have has or have in Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. So they use the genitive plus the nominative.
For him.
For him, there is no pride means he has no pride. That's how we say, that's how we make the has construction in Sanskrit, since they have the word has. To use the genitive and the nominative. For him, pride is not. There is no pride. He has no, and we say he has no pride.
Has no pride. No vidyate. Sorry. Vinte dharmam sada.
Mm-hmm.
Vinte is seven person. Hold on 1 second. Vinte dharmam sada. He always, but there's no follows.
Take Vint, Vid, in the seventh as he discusses.
Oh, he discusses, I see. He always discusses Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Sadhi.
He always discusses Dharma. And the good people, Sadhi, or by the?
With.
With the good people. Okay.
Remember, instrumental is, can be with, by, through, or because of.
Mm.
So he always discusses Dharma, with the Sadbhis. Those are the Sadbhis are the Dharmanishtas, the ones that are following the Vedas.
And he's worshipped by and he's worshipped by the good people. No.
He gains puja. Right? Puja means to gain.
He gains puja in the
puja on teshu among them and among them in this group, among them all, you know,
he
gets respect, he's respected.
That's meant by the
in English you would say it that way, but in their midst, among all of them, he is honored, he is worshipped.
He always discusses dharma with the good people, and among them he is
honored.
He gets
puja.
Worship.
Yeah. He attains, he gains puja.
And last verb there, vindati, right before the right after the cha,
mm-hmm.
that's class 6 for
sure. Yeah.
And the translation of that is
to find. Yeah. And that's what I was saying, there's a whole set of class 6 verbs that take a navel. There's a group of them. And vind is one of those.
Mm. Okay.
And that's why this vid, I would suggest just writing them out and just memorizing, you know, the second, the fourth, the sixth, and the seventh.
And then if we were looking up, because I was trying to find it in the dictionary, that word sat,
did you look up sat?
I looked up where's Sadbhi?
That's the instrumental
verb.
Right.
Okay.
And it changes sad because of the...
So it just would be...
Regular sadbhi.
Right. Okay, sorry. Sadbhi. Okay.
Sat also, of course, means existence. That, mm-hmm. you know, it's often used as a good person. Or the good or the comfortable person. Sat. Be as an adjective, being, existing, existent, real, essential, true. So in Satchitananda, we're thinking about the terms of existence, but also means good, virtuous, chaste, noble, worthy, mm-hmm. high, best, excellent, venerable, right, proper.
Okay.
Then as an absolute noun, a good or virtuous man. Right.
And here we would be taking it as
a good or virtuous people and man.
So it's
men.
A noun.
Mm-hmm.
Adjective use.
Also as a noun, that which really exists is in Satchitananda, the really existent truth. Good as in Sat.
Are we okay with that one now?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just come here.
Veti Sarvani Shastrani.
Veti Sarvani Shastrani.
Garvaha Tasyana Vidyate.
Garvaha Tasyana Vidyate.
Vinte Dharmam Sadam Satihi.
Vinte Dharmam Sadam Satihi.
Teshu Pujamcha Vindati.
Teshu Pujamcha Vindati. Vrnakti Vrjanahi Sangam Vrinte.
Did you get rid of the Vrinte? That no is a typo.
Whoa, I thought that was a no.
No, it's a
Vrinte.
Vrinte.
Cha,
mm-hmm.
Rishalahi Saha,
mm-hmm.
Varjati Anard, let me break this one up, which I don't know offhand. Varjati, is that, hold on just a second.
here. Okay.
Varjati is right.
Varjati. I'm totally missing something in my notes. So, so Varjati, Anar, Javo, Petahi, Saha, Varjayati, Durjanahi. Okay. So I have a problem, so we'll get to it. Vrinakti is from Vrij, class 7, Tishan or avoid, and it's present third person singular. Parasmaipada, he avoids or shuns, and Vrijanahi is instrumental plural, wicked people. Sangam is accusative singular, meaning contact or company, company with wicked people. So he avoids company with wicked people. And then we have, this is where the typo is, right?
Yeah.
So it's Vripte. And would that be, is it present third person singular?
It is, it's second gunner. Atmanepada.
Oh, it's second gunna.
Second
okay.
gunna. That's why that gunna doesn't belong there. It should
okay.
be Vrikte.
Alright.
They all have the same meaning. It's like he avoids it.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick note.
And the answer there is, again, Rich?
Yes, Rich, okay. but it's class 2.
Right.
Vrikte?
Vrikte. And it's present third person singular?
Atmanepada.
Okay. So somehow I got that right. But I had a, so as a class 7, never mind.
As a class 7, they'll take the nub, but as a class 2, it won't.
Okay. Right. So how do we know that this wasn't a class
yeah, I thought it was
7
a class
here? Because isn't there a form? Vrinakte?
Because it's Parasmaipada. It's a Vaprinapada. Vrij is Parasmaipada.
Oh.
And there's two Atmanepada.
In class 7, it's only Parasmaipada, and it's class 2, it's
and
in
the second gunna, it's Atmanepada.
Okay, let me make a note of that.
Yeah.
Class 7 is only
Parasmaipada.
Only Parasmaipada.
So the three alphas will not be there.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I
feel so hard to
remember.
He wants to
all
push
right.
your mind.
That's what
he succeeded.
That would have been like really helpful to class
yeah.
7.
Okay.
But putting that typo there is
that really messed us up because then yeah, because I had a question mark. I was writing out the different classes for Bridge.
Yeah.
And so I it wouldn't get mixed up, and I had a question mark. Is class 7 U Upadaya?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's
okay.
Not, no.
So then we have Cha for and Vrishalaihi, which is instrumental plural. Sinners or reprobates. So he avoids contact with wicked people and avoids sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Along with sinners, because we have the saha at the end, right? So he avoids contact with wicked people and with sinners.
Yeah, in fact, the saha is kind of filling the meter, and it can be go with all the sanghas, all the instrumentals, because
okay.
you're translating it with all the instrumentals, right?
Right. All right, so then we have Varjati.
Just like Sangam goes with everything.
Okay, so contact is going with everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's he avoids contact with wicked people and contact with sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And then on to the next one. Okay, so Varjati is class 1, present third person singular Parasmaipada.
Mm-hmm.
He avoids.
Yeah.
And this is where I broke down. So we have Varjati, which leaves us on Nah.
You know, this is actually translated in your book on page 86.
Oh, okay. One
yeah.
big phrase. Well, what happened was I somehow lost a part of a Sunday and I ended up with Petahi. I was trying to say, I was thinking that was some kind of word and I lost the whole middle part.
No.
I just went
from Anarjava.
Okay.
Anarjava.
Anarjava.
Arjava means a straight line, so Anarjava, not straight.
Okay.
So, Upeta means to be endowed with If it was Arjava Upetahi, it would be, a person's very straightforward, but Anarjava, that person has the Upeta, is endowed with this Anarjava, not being straightforward.
You know, that's what Arjun means, remember?
Arjava.
I thought Arjun means, yeah, being very straightforward.
That's from Arjava.
That's from Arjava, so yes. Arjun is not related to Arjava at all.
I don't know, we'd have to look it up and see if there's some sort of a...
Okay.
Relationship, I'm not sure.
So Anarjava is not straight. And then we have it with Upetahi.
Upeta. Upeta means to be endowed with. And it comes at the end of compounds frequently. It means to be endowed with.
Okay. So is it instrumental plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Ramayana.
All right. Mm-hmm. So he's also avoiding those who are not straight.
Not straightforward. Perfect.
Not straightforward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Kibby.
Come on, girl. Come and join us. We have Saha, he, nominative singular. And then we have Vajrayati, which is Vrij, class 10.
Oh, my
present third person singular, Parasmaipada, a voice.
Yeah.
And then we have Durjanaihi, again, which means wicked people.
Yeah.
In the instrumental form.
All different forms of wicked people.
Wow. And all different forms. And bridge in all of the classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use all right. of them.
Can all of them mean to
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Second.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Does everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a Sangam Saha comes, is taken for every, in all four of the quarters?
Yeah.
Which is so common.
It's weird because for the others, you know, we had more examples, but for this one, we just have really roots, you know, as the paradigm. So I miss being able to see bridge written out.
I got alerted to it.
Do we not have it written out in the book?
Wait, yes, we, not in this book, but I guess we have it in the Dhatu.
There was some verbs I could not find in that
book. Oh, I know. Yeah.
There were pages missing. Okay. Well, they would be listed, and when you would look for the number, the corresponding number, it wasn't there. Like number 8 was missing or whatever.
Yes, I looked for number 8 this morning. I couldn't find it, and then I couldn't find the.
There was a couple other.
Oh, yeah. All the ones that are listed should be in there.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So that was kind of frustrating. So, but I realized when he started putting the vid in there, I thought, oh, here we go. He's going to put it in form. So I just went through and looked through everything and wrote
out the
third person.
But there isn't, like, I don't have, there's no, it's not written out for Vridge, for example. And Vridge is not a good, for me, just visually, is not a good.
Oh, yeah, that's why you would really need this booklet.
I know, but this booklet doesn't have.
All of them.
Vridge is left out.
It doesn't work out.
But then what you do is see if there's any other that ends in Joe.
I did. I found Bunge, I guess.
That's how they do it. It's like they'll give verbs that are exemplars for many of the others. And sometimes they'll list the others that are done just like it underneath.
Yeah, I'm getting it now. I'm starting to get the hang of it now. But, all right, if not there, you go for the other one and then you know.
That's how you have to do it.
Right. It's just practice, I think, the more we do it.
Vrijati Anarjavapetahi Saha Vajrayati Durjanaihi.
Just take a little break and then let's do it.
Leave it at 4 to 12 today.
Well, we'll be done 5 of us then.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's slog through this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Honestly,
put it on.
We're going to do Vedanta Dindima next week, right?
If you say. I'm fine with it, but it's hard to do. Seems to be hard for us to do.
Okay.
You know what we could do? The reason we're not fitting it in is because we have to read through this stuff.
Right.
So it can be like now we're going to hopefully finish. Ooh, it's only 11:30.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll work it out. So we have to have it.
And we have two more sections of sentences, or do we just have one more left?
No, let's decide that right now.
Yeah. We could finish getting through the chapter today, and
yeah.
then we won't have to do any reading through the
and
chapter next week. We can do Dindima.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's look on this page 84. If we went down to Yet Pa Dao, the sentence that starts with Yet Pa Dao, and then do those.
Just through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then it's easy the next time to finish it, right?
Right, because otherwise we'd be doing sentences the whole class.
Yeah.
If we went all the way.
So there's actually a six.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be easy the next time to finish it, right?
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Okay.
And
Virginia and I won't be here on Friday the 12th, is that it? Of November?
Yeah.
Okay, so we won't have class on that day? If they're both are going to be gone, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So the 12th we won't have.
The 12th we won't be here.
Okay. Good. You can come and visit, Kiki, if you
and not do Bhandarkar.
Okay. Where are we now? Where we went through Vood.
We just had one page. So that one page.
83.
Mm-hmm. 83. So let's start on that. That is Anj. Did we do Anj?
I don't think so.
We didn't do anything on that.
That Anj is on page 104 in your book.
Yeah. Oh, 82.
Page 104. Okay, yes. I think there's some important things about, you know, let's just look on 104 and maybe we can just talk about some of the important things. Like look at do you see the present tense there?
Mm-hmm.
Notice that in this one, it starts with the third person.
Mm-hmm.
Here you see the example of Ja going to Ka. That's just simple Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anati, ti, ta, ha, anti. And you see the change in the na to ma, that's because of the ka. Right? So that should be pretty, and then ajanti, there's nothing there, that's straightforward. Then go to the the second person, anakshi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's because the ja changes to ka, and if the ja changes to ka, the sa has to change to sha.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get anakshi.
Mm-hmm.
So that she should be getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then anaktaha, that's exactly the same. The ja goes to ka, and so the na goes to ma. Anaktaha, anakta. Anything confusing there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then anajmi, anjvaha, anjmaha. Now there, you see the na, just say it's na because it has the But here, na goes to nya because of the ja.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take the nasal of the class, so anjwaha, anjmaha.
Okay.
Am I going to pass?
No. Okay, sorry.
What did you say, Kiki?
I wasn't just caught up at all. On the anajmi, it was just
straightforward. Then anjwaha.
Anj went to na.
Yeah, the na goes to nya because it's a ja. So do you see how the na is changing? Na, la, and nya?
Mm-hmm.
That's just because of the following letter. That's just straight Sunday, book one Sunday.
Right. And Jan goes to Na, right? In all of these. There's Anakti, Anakshi,
mm-hmm.
Anajmi.
Well, remember, in the first is going to be strong. So in the seventh Gana, in the strong it takes Na with the whereas in the second and the third it takes In. And so when it takes In, the Nakara, it's going to be subject to Sunday. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's look at the past tense. This is that whole thing. Let's see if they give us the... He's not giving it to us, but if you remember, if you go, I think, to page 56, I think it is. Let's see. Where is that? Not 56. We've done this several times. Does it look familiar?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the original name was...
Here it is. Page 67.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is that the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a consonant. So this is something we're coming through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then any consonant except the nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. Again, we're on page 67, number 2. So look at here in the third person, you've got anuk. The a is because of the past tense marker. And then the na is because strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to remember that the ka, that the ta is dropped, so you'll have anunj. But that's going to change to ka. The ja will change to ka and ka or j or ga. Right? Any consonant except a nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. That's why you get the ka or ga. And there's a straightforward sundi. I think it's the first book actually that changes the ja to ka. I would say for that one, just remember that ja often goes to the palatal often goes to the guttural.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, an internal sundi also it goes to the civil to the lingual.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see that on occasion, but usually it goes to the guttural, which is the case here.
Mm-hmm.
So you get anuk or anug, then anktan. That's exactly as above. Your endings are it, tom,
mm-hmm.
un.
Mm-hmm.
So ank, tom, an, jen, nothing. Anek and anug. Remember the is or it both drop, and so your third and second person singular are going to be the same, and often are.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the root ends in a consonant, you're going to come up against this. Then ank, tom, the endings are. It's some ta. So onktum, onkta. Now umbama, onajum. Remember the nominatives are strong, or the singulars are strong. Onajum, anjwa, anjma. Nothing new there. So the only thing here to keep noting in the imperfect is this second and third person singular. Let's look at the moat. Let's forget about the secondary form and just look at the first one. It's strong. So, anak 2. That should be clear. 2 is the ending. So, anak, anunch becomes anak plus 2, anak 2. Tom. Same. This is the present tense. And Gen 2, same as present tense. D. Now here, there's that D affix. There's a little he becomes D.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Get used to that.
What is the rule? He becomes D before a consonant ending or something.
Page 58.
Oh, 58. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Number 1 on 58.
Mm-hmm.
The second person singular termination of the parasmita imperative of the second group of conjugations is D when the base ends in any consonant except the nasal or semivowel. That's how we get that one. Andhi. Then antam, anta, nothing there. Anajani, anajava, anajama, aniava, alma. There's nothing there. They're all strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third person singular is strong. A potential. Ya, ya, tam, yuhu. It's simply sending onto Anj. There's nothing, there's no sandhi there to cause the ja to go to ka, because ja and ya don't have any conflict. So anjat, just making a conjunct consonant, because in the potential it's all the endings begin with ya.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's not bad.
You said it was a compound?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, conjunct consonant. I mean.
Right.
What?
But not between the ja and the
ka. Between the ja and the ya. See, anjat. You see how the ya is pulled down in the potential? In the conjunct consonant between the ja and the ya. Anjat. J-Y.
Oh, I see. That's considered. Oh.
Yeah. Do you see how the ya is pulled down?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's a common form of when ya is the second member of a conjunct consonant. It often takes that form.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what it looks like when it's not like that.
It would be half ja and a full ya. It could be take the vertical off the ja and give a full ya.
That's one way to show
one way.
And this is the other way.
This is the other way.
Wow, I would have thought that was a separate.
No.
Is this like a whole issue in here?
No, it's not, because it's pulled down.
Did you notice that?
No, I didn't even notice
that. But do you see how the ya is pulled
hard
down?
To see. So
it's
hard to
see.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
So it's ja and ya together.
Yeah. You usually see it. We take the vertical off the ja plus the full ya. But we can't play right now. It's okay. We'll play later. You just be with us right now. Okay. All right, let's go on to the next one. Here. This is on page 106. Okay, this is good. This is a good example. Go to the present tense for Pish. Here, the sha is because the lingual is going to cause the dental ta to go to ta, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then here, the nakara goes to an anuswara. Why is that? Why does the nakara go to an anuswara? I wonder if they tell me that here. Page 21, first book. What is so? Oh no, that's not the right one. That's the sub going to show. Gosh, I don't... Why does the now go to unswara? I don't remember that sentence.
No, the page 21 first book is just what the going to do.
Yeah, that's not the right one.
You know what I'm...
Yeah, I don't get it either.
There's a sendu rule and I don't remember what it is. Let me just take a moment. Here it is. Yeah, just remember, in the first book, it's on page 150, number 24. It says, in the body of a word or a grammatical form, in the nakara, is changed to an anuswara when followed by a sibilant. Sha, sha, sa, or ha. In the body of a word or grammatical form, the nakara, dental na, is changed to an anuswara when followed by sha, sha, sa, or ha.
But it's followed by sha and the...
Sha. In the body of a word or grammatical form, a dental na,
right,
which is the na that's the insert for the sub, right? That na is now followed by sha.
Oh, because it's the week, so it's the na. It's the half na. Right, okay. Right. I got it.
And by the way, when you say nakara or akara, nakara is just the in,
right.
Mm-hmm. Without a...
So the nakara is what we call the half.
That's right.
That's what I call the half, and I don't think that's
possible. It is.
Well. It is right.
If I say nakara, it's the half na. If I say takara, it's the half ta.
Right. But there's a vowel after the na. Like there is in the first.
For the strong.
For the strong. Then mm-hmm. we don't worry about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But there's this actual Sunday rule, which just completely escapes me.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to
go. Thank you.
Everybody understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so same thing. Kimshanti. There you have to get used to that. Kimshtaha. And everybody understands going from the dental to the strong, the dental to the lingual, the nakara to the anuswara, the sala to shra. Okay, so no problem then.
Mm-hmm.
Then pinashmi, pinshwaha, pinshwaha, pinshmaha. There's nothing there. Okay, Kiki, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Kiki.
I'll just look at the lung imperfect. You get the of course, and then peanut. This is the same thing. I'm starting to remember these now with the sun that says drops because it's removed in thin consonants other than a nasal or a semi or yes. So, and then this is an instance where the sh changes to ta or da, and that's actually in here. A rule that states that, I think it's on 56. Let me just check here. Let's do 16. Oh. On page 67, this one that we're so clear on now, the is or it of the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after consonant. That's number one. But number two is, any consonant except a nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. Sh is changed to ka or da. Okay? So that's the rule there. If you look at the rest, they're all straightforward. There's nothing. You see that? Going over the others?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to the imperative. Just with the two, pimashtu, pimshtam, pimshantu, pindi. This is the V, because the thing ends in a consonant. The second person singular imperative will go to da. And they're going to D, and D,
a cerebral F.
Why? I forget why. Why does the sh drop? There has to be a special rule. It must be in here.
Something dropped by one on page 41.
Page 81. Where's the E by 81? Let's see what that says. No, that's not 81. Pinch plus D by one, page 81. That's just taking the nasal. And then pinch, oh I see. Then before the, then pinch plus D, because the shakara, the lingual, causes the dental to go to a lingual. So now we've got pinch plus D. It's all about the order.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have pinned plus D by 6 on page 58. that is in the body or a word in the body of a word or grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except a nasal, substitutes the third or soft anaspirate of its class when followed by a third or fourth letter. For sh, da is substituted. So we get, that's what we get from pinch to pinch plus D, we get pin plus D by the 6 on page 58. And from there we get pinned D. Do you see it?
Uh-huh.
Virginia, are you?
I'm following barely. I know, I mean, I see what you're doing, but there's no way I'll ever remember that. I mean, I think I'm just going to have to memorize the...
Like yeah.
I will never remember that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that I'll remember that.
I won't either.
Okay. It just seems like seven. There's like four or five changes that we've gone through just for.
But the you point. Get used to seeing it. But now the only problem here is if you look on page 106, and this is where I was having trouble with 106.
Mm-hmm.
On page 106 is that they have pinned D. They don't have the double. They don't have pinned D. And they should. I mean, and that's how they do it.
Right.
So it's a typo. It should be.
Yeah.
It's a typo. That's why I was so confused. Otherwise, even though I don't know all the rules,
mm-hmm.
I could tell you that what the rules must be. If this was a but without it being idda like that, idd.
So we should follow what it says on page 83 of our
book. It should be, yes. Otherwise, this doesn't make any sense.
And then there's an alternate that they just give you, right?
But we're not doing that because I forget it.
Okay, that's fine. It's just that when they give us this alternate, like, is there any kind of general sense of how often these alternates occur?
I hardly ever see them, except ever.
Okay.
So. Maybe in the Ramayana or the Mahabharata, you know.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Okay.
So, I think we're okay with that. Let's look at...
I'll just make a note that...
Yeah. Okay, the Pinashani, Pinashava, Pinashama is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Pishat, Pimshat should be fine. Then the car changes to Anuswara and it sundays with Kimsh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no problem there. All right. Should we stop here?
Yeah.
Then even what we could do is maybe do two next time and two the last time.
Yeah. That's good. I can handle them in small doses. Then it makes a lot of sense. It's when there's too many of them.
I know. It's different. Over the same thing over and over, and slowly it's starting to stick a little bit.
I was going to make a note that we begin on the...
On the ridge.
Rich.
And then we'll try to start... I think we can do the Vinyama next time.
Yeah, I think Kristen really wants to start too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does.
Thank you.
Oh, that was good. We learned a lot. I learned a lot going through those sentences.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what you explained today about the different things. Just
I know.
Really, really helpful.
Every nuance is there. And every complexity is there.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. I should start first. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.